3.1 FM.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And vacation you forgets all your worries. Vacation you doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But regular you knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because vacation you doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation you and regular you really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be quite a bit colder than yesterday. Mostly sunny, up to 37 today. The wind northwest to west at 5 to 10. 27 tonight. We bounce right back to 51. Partly cloudy tomorrow. By Thursday, 57. We're talking upper 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 29.
We'll catch a look at the weather twice an hour here on Trail Mix 103.1. Good morning, Park Falls, Price County area. Greg Gunderson here live from the WPFP studios. We started the morning show yesterday. We're going to keep it rocking today. I've got some Evanescence for you, some Club Nouveau, some Phil Collins. That's how you better start your days, with a little bit of Sussudio. But a couple songs in between A and B. You heard that forecast. It's well above freezing already, folks. It's one of those days where, yeah, the drive to work is going to be a little bit chilly, but the moment the car warms up, that will be the last cold you really see today. I know it's not supposed to get above the 40s, but without the wind, it's going to be one of those days where, ooh, yeah, spring is there. Joel called it yesterday. Spring is officially on the way. We know how it goes, though, folks. We know that there's often, at least there used to be, that unseasonably warm week in March, the spring fever week that just made you hate that there was still school left. But remember what happens in April. It ruins the whole year. It's going to be cold again. I doubt we'll be seeing any more trails open, but the cold is not gone. So use today as a reminder that we've still got like a month left of what we don't want. But I've got what you do want, 80s, 90s, and now I've got some news for you. I've got some of the weird news for you, because the unfun stuff you can find without my help. So here's Bring Me to Life on WPFP Trail Mix 103.1.
So numb.
And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Please swallow your pride. If I have been, you need to borrow.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Just call me
when you need a friend.
Call me.
Oh, baby, now.
Call me
when you need a friend.
Call me.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Phil Collins here on Trail Mix. That was Seuss Studio. You're listening to 103.1 Gray here in WPFP Studios, looking out over a very dark Highway 13. It is 6:19 a.m. Got a couple pieces of odd news that you might see. Like I've mentioned before, I won't bring you the serious stuff because you can find it whether you're looking for it or not, but I've got some weird ones for you. A Florida doctor, and by the way, Florida shows up a lot in this segment. I think that might say something. A Florida doctor has avoided jail time after a plea deal for dumping buckets of urine on another doctor's office. Now, that phrasing, on another doctor's office, dumping a bucket of something on somebody's office, it sounds like, I don't know, you're in a helicopter, maybe you've climbed on top of the roof and you apply a bucket of urine to the building. Not quite exactly the case. He was caught on camera dumping buckets on the front door of a rival doctor's office. He admitted to the disgusting act, received a pretrial agreement that will keep him out of jail just 20 hours of community service. He will have to pay some fines, the court fees to the victim. He has to undergo random drug testing, receive psych treatment. Despite his actions, he gets to maintain his license to practice medicine. Now, am I crazy or are standards changing? You remember when Howard Dean made a bit of a squeaky noise on stage and people thought, you know what? He shouldn't be president anymore. Can you picture this job interview for the future roles for this doctor? Have you ever committed any egregious acts? Well, I did dump a bucket of urine on a door. Well, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can still practice medicine and look out for the well-being of humans. What else do we have here? A man in the Florida Keys, back to another Florida man, arrested for DUI after he was found outside of his truck naked, dancing, and smoking marijuana. Deputies say they received a call about a reckless driver, eventually discovered a truck stopped on the shoulder, saw a man wearing nothing but a construction hard hat on his head and dancing to music. As deputies took him into custody, he pulled out a pipe and tried to smoke marijuana. Why do I hear YMCA in my head? Is this one of the village people on a really bad day? What else do we have here? Florida man, another one, under arrest after he called 911 multiple times and threatened to assassinate President Donald Trump and launch missiles to destroy New York. Donald reportedly answered the call personally, saying, "Not now, Kim, we can talk in Korea next week." Real seriousness, though, without diminishing this, this was a real story. Authorities say 34-year-old Justin Blackston has a history of mental health-related encounters with local police. Got another one here for you. Air Force fighter jets intercepted a civilian aircraft that was flying in restricted airspace over President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home on Sunday as he was finishing a round of golf. Authorities say there have been 20 such incidents since Trump took office on January 20th, which I know is massively inaccurate. He's golfed at least 30 times since he took office a couple months ago. This has been a look at some of the weirder news. I won't bring you the seriousness because it'll find you whether you're looking for it or not. I will bring you more of the great 80s, 90s, and now. Here's Sheryl Crow on WPFP, If It Makes You Happy.
Makes you happy. Trail Mix 103.1.
Looking for rest, unworthy of my best. Hasta la vista, baby.
haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot, every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Like a long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Loggins here on Trail Mix 103.1 with Footloose. We're taking a look at what today is all about. What finer info to start the day with than maybe how you can orient yourself, something to keep in mind, something that today is, you know, what exists today outside of ourselves? Well, today is immune system day, so that's something that more exists within ourselves, but I think you get the idea. There's a drive to recognize the importance and to support the immune system today. By the way, immune system boosters? Talk to your doctor about whether you really need an immune system booster, because a boosted immune system, there's another term for that. It's autoimmune disease. If you're not actively undergoing a disease, chances are your immune system doesn't need a boost. You don't have a disease. What boost do you need? That said, there's a lot of awesome marketing out there. Airborne, I'm looking at you. Talk to your doctor about whether there's really a benefit there. Chances are they'll say, eh, and you might not get a real answer. That means in doctor speak, nope. Proposal day. Wait, nope, not proposal day today. It's promposal day today, which, yeah, I was a nerd in high school. Promposals, they weren't going to happen. If I had tried to do anything, I would have made a bigger fool out of myself. Let's just all be glad that I never attempted a promposal. Some of you kids, though, you guys are so clever. It's some of the coolest stuff. Yeah, it's cheesy. Yeah, it's corny. Yeah, it's one of the coolest memories that only some people get to have. If you've got a good promposal idea, first of all, be willing to take the rejection. Second of all, go for it. Shoot your shot and take the no respectfully. When it comes to asking for a promposal, always take no for an answer. Ooh, that attitude. Don't take no for an answer. When you ask somebody out, you take the first no. What else is today? It's debunking day. If you know that something's not true and you hear it repeated all the time, well, it's up to you whether you want the consequences of correcting people on it. Chances are they're going to look at you. And that's about it. So if you do decide to debunk a thing, make sure that you make it clear you're not talking about the person, but the thing that they believe in. Good luck separating the two in today's day and age, though. Finally, it's Johnny Appleseed Day. You know, roaming the countryside, feeding people by planting apples and making orchards possible. Turns out, if you do a little bit more digging, the guy was spreading the ability to make apple brandy. There was a lot more alcohol came out of Johnny Appleseed's journey than anything else. But makes for a fun story for kids. That's what today is all about. Immune systems, promposals, debunking, and Johnny Appleseed. Oh yeah, one more. It's World Plumbing Day today. I caught this one because my dishwasher started leaking recently, specifically the water line to it. It was the first time in my life that things just kept getting worse the more I tried to fix it. Probably because it was the first time in my life I had tried to fix plumbing. It's World Plumbing Day, but I'm going to bend this one. World Plumber Day. Shout out to all of your plumbers. If you know a plumber, I don't know, buy them the adult beverage of their choice. Enjoy responsively. Enjoy the day. Enjoy 80s, 90s, and now. Here's Sheryl Crow here on WPFP.
103.1 FM.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be quite a bit colder than yesterday, mostly sunny up to 37 today. The wind northwest to west at 5 to 10. 27 tonight, we bounce right back to 51, partly cloudy tomorrow. By Thursday, 57. We're talking upper 60s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.